Well, 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 another year has come and gone. 2022 is gone. 2023 is here. Crazy. Like, this year went so fast but so slow at the same time. And a lot has happened in this year. And I was going to make kind of a couple of different videos on the channel here regarding kind of my look back at 2022. And then I decided, you know what, I'll turn it more into one of my old school kind of sit, talk, reflect, and tell you why this was one of the most interesting years in so many levels for me personally that I've ever experienced. And when I look at 2022 as a whole, do I look at it as what could be looked at as kind of a very disappointing year? Or I could look at it the other side, which is that it probably was one of the years that I learned the most about myself and the most about kind of what I want the future to look like. So I don't want to look at 2022 and say to myself, what a disappointing year, even though some things were not what I had set out to have happen that year. But I look at everything as an opportunity to learn and to grow and to reflect. So I figured, since I haven't made a video on this channel in a bunch of months, and I really haven't sat and just talked for a bunch of months to tell you what's been going on, and so many of you have been so kind and reached out to me on so many different platforms and just said, how are things going? Haven't heard from you in a while. So this is how I'm doing. This is what's been going on. Thanks for being here, and let's just talk for a little bit. So when I look back to a year ago, and I was taking a look at my journaling app that I use in my iPad and looking back to kind of what I was saying that I wanted to do in 2022, there were a lot of different things that I was thinking about, a lot of different things that were on my mind. One of the most obvious ones that potentially feels now like a big failure, depending on how I look at it, is that one of my biggest goals for 2022 was actually to post 150 videos on this YouTube channel. And in case you didn't realize, I think the total was 6 that I posted. Now, part of that is disappointing because obviously I always want to make more videos on this channel. But I also realized all the things that were happening in 2022 and all the things that were on my plate in 2022, that was just not possible whatsoever. And I think one of the biggest learnings that I found in this past year was just coming to the reality that I can only do so many things at one time well. So I've been on this streak, you know, for a bunch of years here of continuing to put more and more things on my plate and continuing to just take on more and more things and basically say yes to everything because I look at everything as it's a potential opportunity to do something else and to continue to have more and more revenue streams and more opportunities. But I kind of finally, I feel like, hit a spot in this past year where I said, you know what? I don't think I'm invincible. I don't think it's possible for me to do as much as I actually say I want to do. And more importantly, even if it was possible physically for me to do them, my personality has showed me pretty clearly that it's just not necessarily how I'm wired to do things the way that I want to do things. Like, I'm really wired to want to do a million things at once. But I think I also have this very interesting personality of wanting to do things extremely well that I got to a point where I took on so many things because, well, I could take on those many things. But yet they all felt very lackluster because I only had so much time to put into each one of them. So then I found myself more disappointed because I was trying to take on so many things and I didn't do them as well as I wanted, that it was actually worse than if I had just said no in the first place. So at the beginning of January, I obviously had put a video on my channel and my wife and I bought a bakery, a coffee shop, a little cafe in Reading in January of 2022. So as you can imagine, this whole first year of owning a brand new business, but not just a brand new business, but one that I really didn't have any experience with. And we kind of had to learn from scratch and we were doing everything in real time, learning it and trying to run this brand new business that had customers already and had employees. It was, how do I say this? significantly harder than we thought it would be. And that was a big learning for me because honestly, I'm a person that doesn't mind taking on new challenges. And I bought the bakery because the fact that it seemed fun to just start something entirely different, being in an entirely different industry. It felt like, you know, I can run this. I can run a pressure washing company. I can do video business. I can do that too. And it was, in hindsight, probably one of the worst decisions I could have made at that time. And as a whole, not because it's not doing fine and not because realistically I feel like there's big potential in it, but because for the first time in my life, I realized that I was really chasing a potential new money opportunity versus chasing and building a business that was actually a true passion of mine. I've always wanted to own a coffee shop and all that, and I think I let that get a little bit too much into my head, the idea of what it could be versus how much work is actually involved in doing it, and more importantly, that I don't internally have the actual passion to bake or to do what is required for this cafe and bakery and coffee shop, that I quickly realized it was a business that was 100% reliant on other people needing to do the work. And I couldn't even play a vital piece into actually training the people to do it well because I didn't have experience with it. Like, I knew going into it that I didn't have experience with baking and with a restaurant business at all or the food industry at all. But I kind of looked at it like, well, I can do anything. I'm invincible. Quickly realized it wasn't the case. Within a couple of weeks of going into that business, I lost most of the employees that were there, not necessarily from something I did wrong, but just because naturally they were moving on in general. And then once I bought it, they already had new jobs in place because they thought the place was going out of business. So I kind of right away had to start from scratch with building new people and went on a, you know, crazy rampage trying to find new people and found some different people, brought them in and said, here are recipes. You like baking. You should be no problem at all. Gave them the stuff that, you know, nothing really was coming out good at all. We were losing a ton of customers at the beginning. I was going through a bunch of different people trying to find someone that I felt like knew what they were doing enough. Quickly realized that, you know, this baking thing is a lot more than just handing someone a recipe. And the bakers that came in with a lot of experience struggled big time just to be able to keep the products at a high quality. So I really quickly, 2 months in about, was really, really regretting the decision to buy it because I didn't have a ton of employees. Customers from the previous business just were not thrilled with what we were doing. Our product wasn't very good, obviously. We were struggling to just be able to maintain what had previously been done, but I also was looking to do things differently than we had done. But I couldn't even do the things that well that we had done. So it was a really tricky situation. I wrote, I think, many times in my little journal that I keep here that there was definitely some moments of regret that I, in hindsight, absolutely should not have bought a business that I didn't have a lot of knowledge about. And I wouldn't do it again, actually, if I'm being honest. I would not buy a business in general. I would only and will only continue to start businesses that I truly have a passion for, because with scaling creative and with pressure washing and the wedding videography business and anything else that I do, it's truly a passion of mine. It's something I really, really enjoy doing. And so naturally, even if I lost all my employees for those things, which I obviously hope will never have to happen, I at least know those businesses and can operate the businesses for a short time by myself if I had to, and then could maybe find new people and I could train them and I could get them back to kind of where we're trying to go with scaling creative. The bakery was a whole different story. It was like when I didn't have people to do it and I couldn't do it, I was, you know, kind of screwed. I didn't really have an option. And yet I had expenses that I had to pay that I had to try to figure out in real time what I was doing. Still am at this point. So what happened is I had to obviously evaluate and figure out like, well, okay, well, what am I going to do with this whole thing? And fortunately, I have the best wife in the world, and she had some baking experience just from, you know, doing what moms do and just baking and doing everyday things. And she kind of, we both kind of realized she either needed to kind of step in there and take it over and learn and become great at it, or else we were in trouble because we didn't really have anyone else at that point that was really going to see it as important as we did. I mean, it was what we just bought, what we just spent money on. So I was very quickly in this situation of, okay, well, we're going to have to just somehow make this work. My wife started doing it and started learning it and now has become an incredible baker, which is awesome. But it's still not a passion of her. She really likes it, but you know, she didn't come to me saying, I always have wanted a bakery. Let's buy a bakery so I can bake, right? It was something that I bought and she had to kind of go into the role because what other option do we have? So this entire year has been a lot of just learning, trying to evaluate with that, trying to figure out what the next steps are, trying to figure out if it's something that my wife can continue to do and will continue to enjoy. It was finding employees and firing employees and trying to build culture, but I'm not there very much. And it was quite the learning curve. Everything now is running fine and we're not losing money, which is nice. We're, you know, not making a ton of money as of now, but that's okay because we're fortunate to be able to say that we didn't lose money this year and we actually made some money on it, which was great because most businesses, you know, can't even say that. So that's an answer to prayer. That's awesome. All that being said, the reason I talk about that, whether you care about the bakery or not. So obviously with buying that bakery, I knew that one of the things that I had to do was take some things off my plate to be able to even manage any bit of time into that business. There was no way that I was going to be able to put the time that I needed to into that business without potentially having other things off my plate. And one of the big decisions that I made in 2022 was to officially shut down 4LC Studios, my wedding videography company. And that is officially shut down. The website's not even up anymore. It's done. All the weddings have been delivered. All payments have been made. We are 100% done and gone from it. That was a really nice relief from actually just kind of getting that off my plate. Obviously, we didn't finish all the wedding editing and get everything completely done till about June of 2022. So we were still finishing up some edits from some of the final spring weddings. We hadn't been taking on any more, but we obviously had a few left that we had to film after I decided to kind of shut it down. So that was a nice relief. It was nice to be able to have kind of the end in sight because it didn't feel like I was going to also still have to have a whole year full of editing and weddings and all that. So that felt good. But it was also this interesting place where Scaling Creative is obviously my main income source, but 4LC Studios obviously was still an income source. And over the, you know, last few years, I was doing less and less revenue purposely because after COVID and after I let some people go that were obviously related to 4LC Studios and primarily in that business specifically, I started taking on less and less weddings in the first place. So I was able to obviously slowly reduce income in there. So when I was shut it down, it wasn't this drastic, you know, going from having tons of money to suddenly not. It was slowly becoming less and less a percentage of what was important for me to make as a, you know, a human being. So when I officially shut it down, I, you know, only lost a certain amount of revenue, but it's still obviously revenue that is lost. And so in the midst of that, you're trying to think about, okay, where do I want to put that new time that I now have from it? And naturally, that would have been Molly's Corner, the bakery. But because that was quickly feeling like not a massive passion project of mine, I was kind of at this interesting spot where I was kind of really thinking, like, what do I really want to do? Like, what's the future actually look like? What do I want to actually spend my time doing? Do I want to do something new entirely? Do I want to pivot certain things? There's lots of things that obviously go through my head in that. At this time, I'm obviously currently also building Oddly Satisfying Pressure Washing. That is a seasonal business. So early in the year, that wasn't happening obviously at all. And about March and April, that started picking up again. And I had a great first year really of that business. It was just really, really, it went great. and I was working on tons of training material for it, marketing material, building that business, and working on the goal of this year, hopefully hiring a dedicated staff for that business. So that was a lot of fun, but obviously that was taking up a lot of my time in March and April and all that. And then I was overseeing scaling creative, obviously, still with the employees that I have there. Then I was doing the Molly's Corner stuff, making sure that that was as best as I possibly could, assisting where I could with my wife, helping during that. And all that to say, throughout this entire year, one of the number one things that I neglected, it's not that I wanted to, but, you know, YouTube and my personal brand and my own personal content took, you know, a massive hit, obviously, in 2022. I barely posted any YouTube videos, as you know, if you follow this channel. I didn't really do any personal content on LinkedIn. I barely posted anything on Instagram. I didn't really do anything from my brand perspective at all. I was okay with that. You know, early on in this year, I realized very quickly in March and April and throughout the summer that as much as it's a bummer that I can't upload as much as I want, I just wasn't at a spot that I could do it. I didn't have the mental power to do it. I didn't have the time to do it. And I honestly didn't even necessarily know what I wanted to upload, even if I did have the time. What was I really trying to do with my YouTube channel? What was the real purpose for it? And it was kind of at the spot where it was just like, I don't necessarily know exactly what I want to upload. And so I'm just not going to really worry about it at all. And I had a couple of video ideas throughout the year that I decided I wanted to make videos on. And that was really all I did. And I didn't beat myself up for that because I realized, hey, I'm going through a season right now where I'm extremely busy with a couple of different things. And YouTube just right now cannot be a priority to me at all because I have other things I have to worry about. And I'll have to get back to YouTube and try to understand it. That was just where I was at. And I was okay being there. Now, while all that's happening, scaling creative, Molly's Corner, Ollie Satisfying Pressure Washing, try and have some YouTube videos here and there, I realized that one of the things that I was doing very little in life anymore that was previously a big part of my life was music, and most importantly, worship leading and stuff at and involved with church. As you know, if you follow this channel for a while, I was a full-time worship leader for a bunch of years, and I did video work and did worship leading for the church. And over the last few years, or a couple of years at least, I haven't done very much of that specifically at the church. I did some as a volunteer here and there, but didn't really spend a lot of time doing it. And honestly, I missed it. I missed actively being a part of the church and helping plan things and being a part of kind of leading on a regular basis and equipping teams and just trying to pour into people as much as possible. I was really feeling the void and the emptiness from not being a part of it. And so I was fortunate enough to get connected at the time in late 2021 with a church who needed some help, church that was going through some transition. And I got connected with them through someone else that I do some work with, a client of ours. And they had kind of brought me in to help just assess things and take a look at some things and give some feedback and then just potentially help and lead here and there when I could. And it was kind of a very, very small kind of role that I took on, just kind of saying, you know, I might be able to help here and there depending on what you guys are looking for. I'm able to kind of do whatever is necessary during this transition. As I started to help and as I started to do some more, I started to help with a few more things and take on a few more roles and a few more voids that they had, and started putting a lot more time and a lot more effort into it. I really enjoyed it, but it also was quickly turning into another heavy part-time job without initially even trying to make it that way. But I liked the work I was doing with them. I was kind of more coming in as a consultant and helping them during this time rather than it just being straight up my job. So I wasn't in charge of doing every single planning week by week and all that. I was just in charge of overseeing things and helping them make decisions. So it was manageable. And so I started doing a lot of that. So then you add that to the list, and then I'm now doing, you know, some heavy part-time work with the church. I then have Scaling Creative, and then I have oddly satisfying pressure washing throughout the summer and into the fall, being really busy and me doing that kind of whenever I could do it. But simultaneously, there was a lot of opportunity for it. And all that stuff, on top of the fact that I obviously have a family and I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'm just getting super overwhelmed with just how much stuff is on my plate. So many things happening. All of them I'm really enjoying when you break them down one by one, but as a whole, not super thrilled with how much stuff I'm trying to balance at the same time, bringing more and more proof to the fact that it's not as sustainable as I thought to be able to try to spread yourself as thin as I was trying to spread myself. And I realize I need to just have a stronger focus on the things that I'm doing. But like many of you potentially have faced in the past, or maybe currently, the last 6 months have been a massive, massive struggle to me to really figure out, what do I really, really want to do? What do I actually love doing the most? If I were to say, I'm going to remove everything else except for this one thing or these two things, what would those two things be? And I have had a very difficult time actually figuring out what those things would be. And because of that, I've been at this super interesting, tricky spot in life where I just don't necessarily have an exact idea or an exact answer of what I really, really want to spend most of my time with if I have the opportunity. And maybe you've been in this situation before, and it can be very tricky because especially someone like me who has always been so okay with doing a million different things and realizing I can just do this and do this and do this and keep changing this. Then you finally have the realization that maybe I need to scale down some things, but yet you actually kind of like all the things you do. How do you scale them down? That's been what's really, really tricky for me. Out of all the things that I do on a regular basis, I absolutely have come to realize that where I have the most passion, what really gives me the most energy, is doing things that truly make an impact on people. One of the reasons I always liked making YouTube videos the most was because of the fact that as I shared my journey and as I just shared authentically what was going on in life and things that I was learning and things that I was going through, I would get so many comments and so many messages from you guys that watched these videos of the impact that it had, whether it was something that you learned in a video, whether it was through some of the one-on-one consultation stuff I've done, the workshops that I've hosted, whatever it is. There was so much impact that was actually being made from this channel that really fired me up, that it made me want to really continue to make these videos because they hopefully can have an impact on you. And I realized that, like most people, people like being a part of something that makes a difference. And I feel like, to me, when I look at YouTube, I look at it as a thing that can really make a massive difference to people if your videos are valuable to them in what they're looking for. So while I was spending the smallest amount of time on YouTube in all of 2022, I also had a massive void in just this connecting side of my life with people, entrepreneurs, and people that have watched my channel. I felt this void of I'm just not connected and talking with this community on a regular basis. And I just really, really missed that too. I missed having conversations with a camera, as weird as that is, because I don't really look at it as a camera. I look at it as each and every one of you that watch it. When I'm looking at this camera and talking to it, I feel like I'm connecting one-on-one with each person that watches these videos, and the comments and the different things I read help me to continue to create content that I feel like is valuable to people in the best way that I know how to do it. And I've really missed that. Truly, truly missed that. So then we get to 2023. We are now in a brand new year. I put together a whole list of all the things that I could pursue in the new year. All the passions I have, the businesses I have, the opportunities that I have, I put together a whole list of like, what are all the things that I could do? If I was invincible and I had every single thing possible that I could give 100% to, here's the things I could do. And when I looked at all those things that I could do, I realized I had to be smarter and I had to say, you know what? I can't do all these things. It's just not possible. So what are the three things, just three, because three seems like a small amount to me. What are the three top goals that I want to have in 2023 that push me to a place that I want to be more involved with long term? Things that I'm truly, truly passionate about. Things that I really feel like I can continue to have a passion for. And honestly, one of the first things that came to mind for me was YouTube. It's the thing that I feel like I have spent the least amount of true effort and passion in. I've produced 500 or so videos or more in the last 5 years with this channel, or however long it's been, and been fortunate to have, you know, some decent success with it and some subscribers and some videos that had a lot of views. And but yet my thought with this whole channel has always just been, you know, document my journey and just post what I can and all that. And I realized I've never, ever really taken it seriously. Like actually said, I'm going to put intentional hyper focus on this channel and know who I want to talk with and produce content regularly for that. I've never, ever done that. So every single video that I have that has done well, every single random content that I've put out has always been I do it when I can, and that's really it. I don't put thought into scripting. I don't put thought into what video I'm going to do next. I kind of just do things in real time, and I feel like it's worked partially because the channel has grown, and I've never lost subscribers month by month compared to how many I've gained, but yet I'm looking at it like, what an opportunity that I'm probably leaving out by not actually trying harder with this platform. So one of my number one goals for this new year is YouTube and actually making focused effort into what I want to do on YouTube, because I do feel like it's one of the things that I really, really have a passion and love for, talking with so many of you. And I don't want it to be something that is seventh down on a list of, when I have time from these, I'll eventually do more YouTube videos, because I'm not going to find more time ever. I have to put my time into those things. And YouTube is a huge, huge piece of what I want to put my time into in 2023. Now, what that looks like, you'll have to wait and see. But know that it is probably top of my list of the priorities of what I want to spend a good amount of my time on this year. So I hope you're excited for that. And stay tuned for more of that. And the other couple things that I decided on that were important for me in 2023 aren't things necessarily that I have to even go into detail about on this YouTube channel. They're more things that I've decided to really make a priority in my life. But I wanted to come on and tell you kind of where I've been this whole year, and to give you an idea of why I've been so silent, but also let you know that it's truly a big goal of mine and a big passion of mine to make 2023 the best year ever for me from a YouTube perspective. If you follow me on Instagram, you might have saw that I posted a thing of looking for an intern, and I'm going to continue to look for more people that can potentially help me in this channel and help make things happen. So if that's you, reach out to me. And maybe I can get you connected as well and see if we can somehow work together and help grow this channel. I think I'm leaving so many opportunities out on the table by not pursuing this as strongly as I should. And I don't want to do that anymore, because I don't want to regret that. So be on the lookout. It was definitely one of the biggest learning years I've ever had. It was definitely one of the trickier years I've ever had. But I really learned a lot about myself this year, and I'm excited to explore more of what that means and how it plays out leading into the new year. So anyway, that's where I've been. Happy New Year. Hope you guys are doing fantastic.